The localized mountain snow event continues across eastern New York and western New England. In our valley locations, we're not seeing much. We've had a couple of raindrops in Albany today. We do have some snow in the Champlain Valley, but for most of us in the lower elevations, we're looking at just mainly cloudy skies through the late afternoon hours into this evening. Across the higher terrain, though, it is a different story, as snow has been falling across many of the mountainous areas through the day today, and that snow continues tonight into the day tomorrow. Where the snow is heaviest, accumulations will be up over a foot. Accumulations will range quite a bit, though, across the mountains as this snow event continues here over about the next 20 to about 22 hours or so. On top of that, we have a bit of wind, or quite a bit of wind, actually. Gusts at times this afternoon are up in the range of over 40 miles per hour, and there is going to be the potential for winds that may gust 40 to maybe 50 miles per hour over the next few hours. So with that wind, there is potential for at least a handful of power outages. There may be some limbs that come down, or maybe even some branches. So that's the deal with the wind today. The wind will still be gusty heading into tonight, though it's going to drop off a little bit. So I don't think we're going to see those gusts 40 to 50 miles an hour, but we're still going to have breezy conditions moving through the night. Again, the snow continues in the mountains, especially tonight, though in our valleys we might see a few snowflakes from time to time, including in the Champlain Valley, where snow will accumulate. Lows tonight will be generally in the teens and 20s, and temperatures don't move very far tomorrow, so highs will be largely in the 20s across the area. With a gusty breeze, the snow will kind of slowly wind down across the higher elevations and shrink back a little bit farther north as well as the day moves along. Otherwise, look for plenty of clouds, and that breeze will make it feel cold once again, though it shouldn't be quite as gusty tomorrow as it has been today. We keep it on the cold side on Friday. In fact, it'll feel downright wintry on Friday, with temperatures running in the single digits and teens across much of the area. It looks like it'll be dry on Friday, and it should stay dry on Saturday, but Saturday will be another chilly day, with temperatures only in the teens and 20s. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, areas of snow, heaviest in the mountains, breezy, with lows in the teens and 20s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, with areas of snow, heaviest in the mountains, breezy, with highs in the 20s. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, cloudy with areas of snow, heaviest in the mountains, breezy, with lows in the teens and 20s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with areas of snow, heaviest in the mountains, breezy, with highs in the 20s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, mostly cloudy, breezy, and seasonably cold, with lows in the 20s to near 30. And for tomorrow, partly sunny, breezy, and colder, with a high around 35. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight cloudy with some areas of snow, especially in the mountains, breezy with lows in the mid-20s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with some snow showers, especially in the mountains, breezy and cool, a high of 25 to 30. Region-wide on Friday, partly sunny, breezy, and even colder, with highs in the single digits to near 10 north, teens to near 20 in the capital region and in the 20s south, and on Saturday, partly sunny and still cold, with highs in the teens and 20s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argenis.